be a part of the show. Call in and join in on the conversation. 781-837-4900. Now, back to Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, and staying with us through the break is former WATD.
Still here.
Former WATD, did you think of something witty to say coming back?
Not really, no.
You know, Josh, I hope you realize you've relinquished your title of state rep for former intern
yes.
of WATD.
Well, then some folks would say that's a better title. I'm proud to carry both titles, though.
All right. Well, let's first and foremost talk a little bit. I know that there was a drug forum that was scheduled in Pembroke. Has that since been rescheduled?
Yes. The snow, unfortunately, our substance abuse forum fell victim to the snowstorms, and so we've rescheduled it for April 14th. Coming April 14th with Pembroke Titans Against Drugs, District Attorney Tim Cruz. So we hope to have Sheriff Joe McDonald. I believe Senator DiMacedo will be joining us, and we'll have an all-star lineup to talk about an issue that unfortunately continues to be in the headlines, opiate addictions, and substance abuse. So that'll be a great forum for parents primarily to learn and hopefully, you know, get some tools they can help to identify and just raise awareness of this issue, because it's obviously something that plagues the whole South Shore.
Is this, what are some of the other things that you're hoping to get out there? And is there an opportunity down the road to have more of these forums on a regular basis? I mean, how often are you looking to have these?
Yeah, so we have a great group in Pembroke, obviously not just Pembroke, but this is a Pembroke event called Pembroke Titans Against Drugs. Mike Cogburn, his group, I know he's been a guest on your show a number of times.
He has been on the show, yep.
Doing great work in Pembroke. We have similar groups all over the South Shore, South Shore Facts. I know they've been on the show as well. And, you know, primarily education and awareness right now. I think that's what we need to make sure we're getting out there. Obviously, there's a lot to be done at the state level as well. We've talked about that in some of our past shows, and we'll continue to do that. I know Governor Baker has been at the forefront of trying to continue those efforts. But locally, we need to do more to build awareness in our schools and kids and our youth. And so this is all part of that campaign to build awareness. And we're doing regular events, bringing in speakers, bringing in experts, trying to really drive it home to parents.
Joe, do you have a question?
What with these forums, what are some of the big pieces that go into doing this? What are some of the big pieces when people go there they should expect to have to see?
Sure. Well, there's, you know, District Attorney Cruz obviously brings a great perspective from law enforcement and what he sees. You know, our local police chiefs, sheriff, you know, they see this, unfortunately, starting at a pretty young age. And in communities, you know, it's all over the South Shore. It's not just in our city.
So you get a real local look at what's going on.
Absolutely.
With the opiate issue.
Yeah. And you know, Joe, I mean, it's been an issue all over the South Shore. We hear about it daily. It seems like everybody knows someone whose life has been impacted by opiates or has a family member. It happens all too frequently. You talk to our chief of police or our fire chief, and they'll tell you about, you know, how they just used Narcan to save someone's life just the other night. I hear that more times than I'd like to hear. So obviously, there's a lot.
Well, that was the statistic that Kevin, when I said this when we had Representative Coulter on, is that the mayor of Brockton said that in last month or the month previous, they saved 100 people with Narcan. It's
that's
like an
great,
outrageous
great
number.
Yeah. Yeah, outrageous. I remember my colleague Rep. Coulter, not to be confused with Rep. Cantwell, but he's done some great stuff as well.
Sure.
He has a forum that was also snowed out, but has been rescheduled
for the 25th.
For the 25th over in Silver Lake. So, you know, this is it's a team effort, and we're all got to, you know, be rowing together on this, and we are.
And it's interesting that it's not only the governor, but I'm hearing a lot of different lawmakers saying that this is something that has to be tackled during this legislative session.
Absolutely. You know, we did a number of steps during the last legislative session. I just will quickly tell the story because it's something that will always stay with me. I was up at the State House last year, probably a little bit later in the spring, and there was a group of parents who were coming up to the State House to stand on the steps and talk about opiate addiction and try to press for more funding and more resources. And so I was out there at the State House that day, and I went outside with some of my colleagues to kind of get, you know, the lay of the land and hear what folks were saying. And I just walked up to a woman who was holding a sign. She lost her son to opiates. And so I just asked her. I wanted to just curious, like, what her story was and what, you know, she could tell me a little bit about her son. And she did. And we talked for about 5 minutes. And we had a good conversation. And I said, oh, by the way, hi, I'm Josh Cutler. And where are you from? She said, oh, I'm from Hanson. And so she was my constituent. And so it just really struck home for me the depth of the problem. When when you know you have someone from your own town that has come up to the State House for that. And obviously there are people from all over the South Shore and all over the state. And I happen to run into someone from my own district. So I'll always remember that. And you know, whenever we think that it's not an issue that affects us, obviously it does. And so it's something we need to continue to prioritize.
And just remind folks again, when is the event?
So we're going to have our forum in Pembroke on April 14th. There'll be much more publicity to come on that.
Much less snow.
And much less snow.
We hope.
That's a promise from Kevin Tachi.
I never promised anything.
Wait, that was witty and clever. That could be part of the promo.
Ooh. Mark that joke.
Sure. All right, let me write that down.
That was witty and clever.
See, if I'm purposely trying to be witty and clever, I can't do it.
But if it's an accidental.
Accidental thing, I can sometimes pull it off.
No, but seriously, April 14th.
April 14th, yeah.
At where?
This is going to be at the Pembroke Middle School, Community Middle School.
Okay. Before we let you go, we got a couple of minutes left here. The tea has returned to service.
Yes.
You want to touch upon that real quick?
Well, I talked to some of my chiefs locally today when I knew that I was going to pinch hit, just about what was going on with all the snow. And one of the things that one of our fire chiefs said that I wanted to pass along, just the importance. We had a near tragedy that crisis was averted in Duxbury recently. Gas explosion at a nursing home, an Alzheimer's treatment facility.
Mm-hmm.
And the cause of it was the gas meter actually being pulled away from the building because of all the snow, which is not something you'd necessarily think of. And so he wanted to stress to everyone, you know, the roofs are obviously very important, but think about your gas meter and make sure you clear that off so there's not too much snow or ice on those gas meters. They can be, you know, literally ripped off the building, and that's what caused an explosion and a fire. And thankfully, no one was hurt. And I spoke to folks at the village, and they were very appreciative of all the prompt response from the town of Duxbury and also from the gas company, who came out very quickly and were right on top of it and helped clear off all of the other gas meters. But that's something I would have thought of. And so I just want to stress to folks out there who are listening to be cognizant of that. We've had a couple of those incidents, and obviously it's a pretty serious concern. So,
Well, we had the Marshfield Fire Chief at our event this past week and stressed, you know, very similar thing. And also the CO2 sensors as
yes,
well. Make sure.
Thank you, Joe. That was a great point. I wanted to mention that as well, the carbon monoxide. And the last thing is I have to go to visit some Pembroke Boy Scouts after this.
Mm.
Can't hold them up. One, I know a lot of folks had asked me, and I'm sure you've heard it as well, about the MBTA with all the service interruptions. What's the possibility of getting some sort of refunds for folks? Obviously, a lot of frustration out there. I've certainly heard it, and you know, obviously, people are frustrated with the service interruptions, and so, you know, people who have paid and haven't gotten the service, you know, what is the consideration for them? And so, we've been asking, you know, legislators have been asking the MBTA to consider this. Obviously, there's a financial issue here, but we think there's a fairness issue as well that takes precedence, and it's a basic, you know, customer service statement. And so I was pleased to see just today that the MBTA has come out and said that at their next board of directors meeting on March 11th, they're going to be considering some sort of refunds for commuters who have had, experienced these fare delays, these service delays. So that was some good news. I think it's good of the MBTA to acknowledge that, and hopefully that will... take fruit.
I think it's hard for them to ignore it at this
yes.
point.
No, with so many things that are coming up, it's very reminiscent of what happened with Department of Transitional Assistance, the EBT cards. Once one domino went over, we started seeing other things that were being up and being discussed. And I think this is the same thing where we saw problems with service. We saw Dr. Beverly Scott. There were issues in regards to getting the trains going and questions, and now there's been questions raised about folks at the MBTA getting raises, and now we got a blue panel, we got a blue ribbon panel that is going to assess this situation.
And you have a great, I think you have a guest later on in the show. This is, I guess, what they call a segue, right,
think
Kevin?
Following you, yes, it's called a segue.
Mayor Joe Sullivan, who's a transportation
expert. They taught you a few
expert.
Things in the newsroom, didn't they?
You know, I did pay attention, you know. So good segue. Yes, you got an expert coming on the show later who's much more knowledgeable about this issue than me, and I'm looking forward to hearing from him myself.
You mean Joe Sullivan?
I do.
Mayor Joe Sullivan?
Yes.
Mayor Joe Sullivan.
The Mayor Joe, former state rep.
May
I take it he's on the line?
He's going to be, joining us. Well, actually, let's see if he's... Mayor, are you there?
I am, Kevin.
Would you like to say hi quickly to State Rep Josh Cutler?
Yeah, sure. I like Josh very much. How are you there, Representative?
Mr. Mayor, good to hear from you. Yeah, I'm going to hand the baton off to you.
Way to go.
All right.
Well, what we're going to do, Mayor, is we're going to take...
I don't think I can do as well as Cutler, but I'll try.
All right. That's all that matters. Well, we want to thank you, Representative, for hanging up. Don't run out the door. I got to grab a picture of you. But before we talk to the mayor, we'll take a small break. When we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.